Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
While malaria is no longer endemic in Canada, there are still about 400 cases diagnosed each year. That's a result of people traveling to or immigrating from countries where malaria is prevalent. The disease is caused by a parasite which is transmitted through mosquito bites. Untreated, it leads to death. Malaria is usually detected by analyzing blood samples under the microscope. But now, the Alberta Provincial Lab for Public Health has developed a new test. This works on a molecular level, targeting the parasite's DNA, so technicians can identify which of four different species of parasite are present. According to project leader Dr. Stephanie Yanow, this will improve treatment for malaria patients.
It certainly would affect the particular type of antimalarial that a patient would be treated with. Also, certain species of malaria can stay hidden or tucked away in your liver, and then they can come out and cause an infection sometimes up to 20 years later. So if we can actually detect that species is present, then the clinician can treat for that particular type of malaria infection and prevent reinfection later on.
Dr. Yanow says the new DNA test will also improve public health surveillance of malaria across Canada. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.